Our reading this morning is taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 21. Not that I have already obtained all this, or have already been made perfect, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do, forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. All of us who are mature should take such a view of things, and if on some point you think differently, that too God will make clear to you. Only let us live up to what we have already attained. Join with others in following my example, brothers, and take note of those who live according to the pattern we give you. For as I have often told you before, and now say again, even with tears, many live as enemies of the cross of Christ. Their destiny is destruction, their God is their stomach, and their glory is in their shame. Their mind is on earthly things. But our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Saviour from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who, by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control, will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. This is the word of the Lord.
Dear Lord, guide me in what I say, and guide us all as we listen. And then guide us in what we do as we go into your world to love and serve you. Amen. Well, Paul was encouraging the Philippians with his letter, encouraging them to focus on the goal. Now, I was reading this passage, and I looked at a lot of different versions of the passage. And I want to read to you the first bit of that passage from the Message. So, I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I've made it, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who so wondrously has reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert, but I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onwards to Jesus, and I'm off, and I'm running, and I'm not turning back. So let's keep focused on that goal. For those of us who want anything God has for us, if any of you have got something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blurred vision. You'll see it yet. Now we're on the right track. Let's stay on it. Stick with me. Keep track of those you see running on the same course, headed for the same goal. There's many out there taking other paths, choosing other goals, and trying to get you to go along with them. I've warned you many times, and sadly, I'm having to do it again. All they want is easy street. They hate Christ's cross. But easy street is a dead end street. So as we sang, I'm not turning back, reaching out for Christ, who's wondrously reached out to me. We're not experts, but we need our eye on the goal. And to Jesus, I'm running. I'm running. And I'm not turning back. So it's a bit like being an athlete running. I could do with a cup of athletes today. Anyone out there enjoy running? Oh, we've got a few people, good. Any little people who like running? Ooh, okay, in a minute. Hold your horses for 1 minute. So I'm going to ask you to come up in a minute, but first of all I'm going to put some motivational music on and some running scenes to inspire you to come up to me and do a bit of running. I'm going to show the first bit of Chariots of Fire. Now then, the clip's got the subtitle, it's got the credits on, so ignore them, but look, watch the running. Okay, and it's about two main athletes. Eric Liddell, who was a Christian athlete, and he saw his athletic abilities as a gift from God. And Harold Abrahams, an English Jew. And he ran and strove for equality in his running to prove his worth in a society where he encountered anti-Semitism. Eric Liddell's father says in the film, "There's always a choice." But as Christians, he saw only one road to follow. And he said to Eric, he said, "Don't compromise. Run in God's name and let the world stand back in wonder." He ran. That was his gift. And he ran in God's name. So, I run. It's not my gift, but I run. We've all got gifts, and we've been talking about that, haven't we, over the last few months. So, get rid of run. Think of your gift. Do it in God's name, and let the world stand back in wonder. So, where are my runners? I've got a few running vests. I went round the cupboards to find them. We've got a North Wales running vest. Would you like that one? Yeah, there you go. Used to live in Wales. And we've got some very, very old Ilkley Harriers vests. Got loads of them. Anyone else fancy wearing a running vest? Great. Here we go. That's been around a long time.
You'll see, she, George.
And we put this microphone on as well, please. Thank you. Oh, we've got my summer running vest here. Anna bought me this, didn't you? Yeah. Anyone fancies that one? Pop it down here. And we've got, let's have a look what else we've got in here. Oh, we've got another one. Quite like that one. Yeah. And, oh, look, another one like yours is a bit, oh, no, it's not. This is Areris, North Wales, Malcolm's. It's yours, isn't it, that one? Mm. Yeah. Not many more, don't worry. Let's have a look. Oh, yeah. Oh, and another Ilkley Harriers. Oh, come and find one. Here you go. Choose what you fancy. And this is my favourite. Just do it. Right, runners. Any more? Okay. We're a very select group this morning. You want that one? Just do it. I don't blame you. Okay, so. Here we go, runners. Ooh, I did it the wrong way round. You know, I'm useless. Let's have a look. Forwards.
In our hearts. And wings. On our heels.
You read it. Slow motion running. Come on. Do join us. Right, you ready? Don't just laugh. So, being the best you can be. That's what we're being asked to do. Being the best we can be. So what do you need to do to be the best you can be as a runner? And here we have our resident runners here. What do you need to do to be a super duper runner? What do you think?
You need to practice a lot.
How often do you think?
A lot.
Twice a day. Twice?
Wow. That's going well.
Gosh. What else do you need to do to be a really good runner? You think of anything else? Is it something you do by yourself or is it better in a group?
It's better in a group.
Why? Why do you think?
So other people can encourage you.
Other people can encourage you, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. What do you have to do when it gets hard? What do you have to do when it gets hard, when you're running and, oh, you know, everything aches and you're tired? What do you have to do? What do you think? No. I heard give up over there. No. What do you have to do?
Keep going.
That's right. You have to keep going. And it says up there, you've got to keep confident. Got to keep confident and have confidence in yourself. And focus. You run, Anna, don't you? How often do you run?
3 or 4 times a week.
Do you run by yourself?
No, I run with the club.
Yeah. And what's the best thing about running, do you think?
You get to enjoy the fresh air and you get to compete and do races.
Right. Very good. Yeah. And that's what Chariots of Fire is about, isn't it?
Yeah.
We watched it last night, didn't we?
Yeah. And Amazon Prime.
No, that wasn't an advert. So that's what you need to do to be an athlete, to be a runner. And it says on there, what do you need to do to be a Christian? I put the same things up for both. And we talked about practice, that means running. You said twice a day. Oof. Lots of practice. And keeping going and being confident. Sticking with others and encouraging each other. What does that look like when we strive to reach the goal in our Christian lives? Any ideas up here? There might be some ideas down there as well. Should we ask them down there? Now then, has anyone got some advice? Please, because we've got the running advice up here. I'm going to take this down the floor. So, to be the best we can as Christians, looking at those titles or anything else, has anyone got any ideas what we need to do, how we actually do it? Thank you.
Read the manual.
One could say read the Bible. Anything else?
To listen.
Listen to...
How to go.
Yeah. Careful listening. Yeah. Listening to God's word through the Bible.
Yeah.
Any other ideas? Oh, we've got some more.
I do a bit of running, and if I do a 5K run, that sounds quite a lot. So sometimes I have to just think about just running to the next tree or just running to the next lamppost. And I think the same with Christianity, actually, because if you think about just being the perfect Christian, that's too big a goal. But little steps, so you can just think about one little thing to move towards that goal and then do the next thing.
Thank you. Steps. Yeah, thank you.
Don't give up. I think we'll all have little setbacks now and then. So never give up and commit and know that occasionally when this switches on properly that it's worth keeping on going.
Never give up. Keep going. There'll be times when you'll be thinking and things won't be going perhaps as you would expect, but keep going. God's always close, always. Sometimes we don't think he is, but he is. But keep going, absolutely. And what helps us to keep going? What helps us to keep going? You said about it, didn't you, my little runners? You said to keep going, you need to be...
Confident.
And what, do you do it by yourself?
No.
You do it with?
A group.
You do it with a group. And that's one wonderful thing about St Andrews. You are the most amazing congregation. You do look after each other. And you do meet up. Meet up on a Sunday. Meet up during the week. To encourage. To support. Yeah? And that's great. So we can then go out into the world, aren't we? Yeah. Thank you, my little runners. Do you want to go and sit down for a minute? So we talked a little bit about tricky things. In the passage, it talks about keeping on the right track, doesn't it? And sometimes we get drawn onto other roads, other tracks. And by being together and supporting each other, reading the manual, we can help to keep ourselves and others on the right track. There are other goals as well, aren't there? We can be enticed to go other ways, to take that easy street, to look to other gods, other idols, to get too tied up with earthly things, with money and riches and possessions. Storing our earthly treasures. But as we've heard in the passage today, our Christian citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await our Saviour, following his way here on earth and looking towards heaven. So, here on earth, aim high and finish high. Don't be complacent, but look heavenward. Everything is in God's control, and we await to be made beautiful, to be made whole. I've been reading a book of joy, and Archbishop Desmond Tutu says to all of us, you are made for perfection. You're made in the image of God. But you're not yet perfect. He says, you're a masterpiece in the making. Not yet perfect, you're a masterpiece in the making. Let me read the last section of the Message version of the Bible that we're looking at today. There's far more to life for us. We're citizens of high heaven. We're awaiting the arrival of the Saviour, the Master, Jesus Christ, who will transform our earthly bodies into glorious bodies like his own. He'll make us beautiful and whole with the same powerful skill by which he is putting everything as it should be, under and around him. So let us finish in prayer. Dear Lord, we praise you. We thank you. We lift ourselves to your service, accepting your unending love for us and offering our lives, a life with Jesus, where there is always hope and future, where there is joy and peace. And the words from today's collect say, Almighty and ever-living God, clothed in majesty, whose beloved Son was presented in the temple in substance of our flesh, we pray that we may be presented to you with pure and clean hearts. Amen.